Okay, so my name's Tim Jones and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square on the 2nd of August 2009. The time is 2:10 in the afternoon. Can I ask you to tell us your name, your age and where you come from, please?
I'm Margaret Scott and I'm 52 and I'm from a little area called Woodside in Perth and Kinross region of Scotland.
Thank you. Can you tell us when it was you first found out about the One Another Project?
I keep an eye on art work on the internet, and so Gormley's work in particular, and so on the Gormley's website I found that he was doing something. So you know, I knew about the project even before you could actually sign up. So I, you know, there was a registration. So I put like a note in for registration to let me know as soon as I could, you know, go on the website and you know, could be part of the ballot. So.
And what was your motivation for putting your name forward then in the
interview? When I realised that it was going to be proportionally represented throughout Britain, I felt it's important that Scottish people are represented, you know, even though it's in London, and a lot of Scottish people feel it would be quite an expense to come down to London just to do this. But I visit London a lot, and I just wanted to be part of, you know, representing Scotland down here. That's, you know, that's why, you know, I've come in my tartan trousers. So...
And how did you feel when you received an email to say that you'd been allocated a slot?
I was really surprised because, initially I got the email, at the end of July to say I had not been allocated an August spot. So I thought, right, perhaps I'll get September, October. Then about a week later, I got one to say, you know, perhaps as a result of cancellation, you've been allocated the slot on August the 2nd. So I was even more surprised having received one to say, you know. So I was absolutely delighted, though, because it coincides with the last day of my actual holiday. So I knew I could fit it in, so which was great without taking extra time off work. So it was good.
And what is it you're going to do when you're up on the plinth?
Well, I wanted to represent Scotland, but not in a political way or like, advertise tourist Scotland. So one of my sporting interests is curling, which is very much a Scottish sport because there's 20,000 curlers in Scotland and very, very few in England because there's no curling rinks. So I thought, well, I'd like to just maybe go up and practice some of my curling. I brought my curling brush. I made myself a little curling stone and a little target. And I thought I'd just go up and, you know, do a little bit, you know, some of the curling, you know, I enjoy so much. So.
And can you tell us then how long you've been curling and kind of the importance and the significance of the sport to you?
Well, I've been curling about 10 years now. This year I'm now the secretary of the local club that I curl for in Rattray. And it's a social sport, and the curling season goes from September to March, and I curl about once a week, and it's because it's, you know, it is such a social sport that I find it so important. It's you go as a rink of four people, usually travelling together to the matches. And then you're playing against another rink, which might be from a different club or other people from the same club. You're on the ice for 2.25 hours, and all the time you're on the ice, you're working as a team. You're either throwing the stone, you're sweeping it, or if you're playing skip in that, you're leading the game. So you're never idle. It's not one of these games. Once you've taken your shot, you stop. You've got to be part of the team the whole game. Then afterwards, it's maybe even all eight of you go up to the bar and you either have a drink and a chat for another half hour and that. So it takes all the evening, but it's really sociable sport, which I really do enjoy, and that's why it's an important part of my life now.
And can you give us a little bit of background to you as well, what it is you do for a living and in your spare time as well as curling?
Right, well, I work for the local person, Kinross District Council in the Education Department as an IS officer. Which means I assist the schools with their administration computer program that they use for school registration. And, well, this week it's going to be for their school exam results coming in and things like that. So it's, that's my work side. As far as other hobbies, I enjoy gardening and I go cycling and that. And I like to do a bit more hill walking than I ever do, but up our way, the hills are a bit big, so that's fine. But.
And is this tartan specifically to you?
No, unfortunately, it's not the family tartan. I mean, it'd be lovely if I had the Scott family tartan trousers, but I don't. But you know, we do have a family kilt, but I didn't think a kilt was going to be appropriate up there in case it was windy. So, but I'm very pleased that my son's also had the opportunity to be on the plinths. To have two of us from Scotland on the plinths is a great honour, we feel so. We'll have to let our local council know, because my son works for the council as well. So.
And can you tell me who you're doing this for? Who is it you're up on the plinth for?
I'm on the plinth really for myself, and I really want to promote the fact I'm Scottish, I enjoy the sport of curling, but I'm not up there in a sort of charity way or anything like that. I'm up there. To enjoy it for myself, but to represent my Scottishness.
Can you tell me how it feels to come down to Trafalgar Square and be a part of such a thing in Trafalgar Square?
Yes, well, fortunately, I'm really used to being in London. I've travelled down to London virtually every year, and I'm a frequent visitor to Trafalgar Square and all the galleries and that. So the actual Trafalgar Square side of it doesn't worry me, because I'm very familiar with it. I'm getting a bit more nervous about going up on this plinth now, but especially as it's a beautiful sunny day and there's so many people out there. But I'm just feel as though I'm very lucky, seeing the weather is so horrible yesterday. So,
And how do you describe yourself as a person?
I think I would describe myself as being fun loving, and I'm a single parent. My children are now 23 and 26, but my responsibilities of a mother, I feel a key. I'm very, I really enjoy my children, and one of my son lives with me still, which is great. And I also have my own mother, who's 89 and has dementia, which raises its own challenges, I can assure you. But I don't have a lot of time for myself, but that's maybe one of the reasons I do the curling, because I know I can go away for 2.5 hours, and that's my time, so that's maybe another reason I do it. So. Yeah.
And what things would you say are most important to you in your life at the moment?
I would say, my family, definitely my family, both my mother and my children, definitely, yes. Yeah. That's why I put, one of my words is mother, that's, it is absolutely key to me. Yeah.
And what hopes and fears do you have for the future?
I suppose I hope I keep my own health, definitely. And, I suppose the greatest fear is that I won't have enough money to live the way I would like to live, because I really enjoy traveling. So if I, for any reason I couldn't work, that would curtail that. So, yeah, having my own health is, would be particularly important, and, the health of those around me.
And what kind of impact do you think the project may well have on you as a person?
It's already increased my confidence, because a number of my both work colleagues and my friends, why the hell are you doing that? And I said, well, I'm doing it because I'm interested in it. And you've got to go outside your comfort zone sometimes in order to challenge yourself. And I've already done that. I went to New York by myself. I just booked last weekend. I was at Paris, at the Tour de France by myself. So I'm starting to do that, and I think this is just another extension of doing something which is most people wouldn't do, So I say I haven't been single that long, so that's so that's just trying to increase my own self-confidence and self-esteem, I think that's really.
And what impact would you like the project to have as a whole?
I think it's just that normal people are willing to go up and stand on the plinth, maybe not do a lot, or some of them I know are doing sort of stand charity, or they're doing, wanting particular issues and that. But I think it's representing different areas of British life, as you say. I think that's, and that for that to be acknowledged in the book, it'd be great, just to say, well, these are all the different types of people that have been here, and that I love the fact it's an inclusive project. It does, it doesn't matter what race, ethnic origin you are, or what disability and things. Everybody's been included, which is great,
Can you tell us about the importance of art to you as well? You mentioned that you're a frequent visitor to
Yes, well, yeah, well, my son has always been interested in art, and he's done his own degree in art and that, and through his teenage years, we realised the importance of taking him to art galleries, so we've been frequent visitors of ones in Edinburgh and London, and I was in that museum Dorsey over in Paris. So yes, it's through really my son that I've developed the interest. But it's I've gotten my own interest now, and just to see the different styles or see the same artist's pictures in different locations and things like that. So.
So how are you feeling 30 minutes before you go up on the plinth?
You didn't need to tell me that. Well, I've taken my Stuga on, so that's what stopped me feeling any sort of sickness. I'm nervous, but it really it helps having spoken to my son. And he said, but just go up there, take a few minutes to relax, and then you'll really really enjoy it up there. So,
And have you got any closing comments, thoughts of being a part of the One Another project?
I would I'm just very proud that I've been given the opportunity to be part of it, and I do hope there's there's a lot more the Scottish people that come down enjoy it as much as I'm going to enjoy it, I'm sure.
Thank you very much.
That was hard work.